It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another step in the state's reopening from the pandemic. Two Western Slope ski resorts are back open today for summer activities. Aspen and Powderhorn Mountain Resort will both offer chairlift rides, hiking, and mountain biking with extra safety measures in place. Powderhorn's Ryan Robinson says Mesa County's low number of COVID-19 cases was one of the reasons the resort chose to reopen now.
It's very easy on our mountain to maintain physical distance as you're out biking or hiking. And that was another important factor we considered as we were deciding whether or not we would move forward with summer operations.
A handful of other ski resorts plan to start their summer seasons later this month, including Snowmass, Steamboat, Winter Park, and Purgatory. The pandemic is forcing pay cuts at the University of Colorado. Faculty and staff at CU Boulder, who earn more than $60,000 a year, will see a temporary 5% pay cut. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
As part of the cost-saving measure, faculty and staff will get an extra 12 days of leave to use by the middle of next summer. The pay cut will start July 1st and end next summer. Officials say it will prevent layoffs. The state's flagship university faces an estimated shortfall of between $120 and $650 million because of the pandemic. The temporary pay cut will save CU about $15 million. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Gambian national living in Colorado was indicted this week on federal allegations that he tortured dissidents back in his West African home country. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Federal prosecutors say that Michael Sankorea tortured six people accused of trying to overthrow Gambia's dictatorial government in 2006. Korea served under dictator Yahya Jammeh. He came to the United States in 2016 as a bodyguard for Jammeh and remained after the dictator fled. Korea overstayed a visa and made his way to Denver. He was working as a day laborer when he was picked up by ICE in 2019. He now faces several charges related to the torture and will be tried under a very rarely used law. He will be represented by a public defender. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the state today and through the weekend. Highs around Denver today near 80. This is CPR News.